you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, let's just go ahead and acknowledge the 900-pound gorilla in the room, the Astros. You know, to say the ALDS has been a roller coaster ride would be an understatement of, well, Space Mountain proportions. In fact, when you stop and think about it, all three Houston sports pro franchises have been kind of like a ride on the Tower of Terror for the past couple of weeks, haven't they? Take the Texans, please. No, I don't mean that. I love the Texans. And if you've listened to this show for any length of time, or if you heard me on the Hudson and Harrigan show over the years, then you already know how much I love the Houston Texans. But they have been, how can I say this diplomatically? Frustrating? Well, kind of like the ALDS. The Texans have gone up and down and back up again, faster than an Otis elevator. And as fans, our moods are swinging back and forth like crazy, not to mention our opinions of the way the teams performed. Am I right? I mean, they lost a tough opener to the Saints, but I thought they looked pretty good at the process. But then they stumbled through a win over the Jaguars, and they gave me a lot of hope when they upset the Chargers on the road. Then they laid that egg against the Panthers and got beat at home, but turned right around and hung 53 on the Falcons last weekend. I mean, who knows which team we're going to get tomorrow when they play in Kansas City. The Chiefs were upset last week, so they're going to be loaded for bear. I must admit, I'm just kind of holding my breath on the Texans, waiting for the other shoe to drop, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. We'll talk about the Texans more with my old H&H buddy, Fred Olson, later on. Then there's the kerfuffle with the Rockets and the entire nation of China. Daryl Morey sent out some tweet in support of the Hong Kong protesters, and the blowback from that was just a dust storm. Cleaned that up, didn't I? A dust storm of controversy that's become an absolute political nightmare, not just for the Rockets, but for the NBA, heck, for the State Department. And now you got people like Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Rockets, and Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, and even diplomats, all of them just bending over backwards to try to backtrack on Morey's tweet. And all the guy was doing was expressing his opinion. In this country, we call that free speech, right? Of course, in the People's Republic of China, it's blasphemy, and the Chinese government is out for blood. This whole thing has just gotten way out of hand. And I think it just demonstrates how very different our two cultures are, the U.S. and China, I mean. I have no idea what the solution is. I'm not that smart. And I have no idea how it's going to turn out. But I kind of feel sorry for Daryl Morey. I think he's getting a really raw deal over all this just because he offered his opinion. To be honest, Adam Silver and the NBA, and to a certain extent, even the State Department, look kind of spineless in all this, don't you think? I mean, as Americans, shouldn't we be fearlessly supporting one of our citizens' right to state his opinion? Whatever happened to free speech? Does China's economic power overrule the Constitution? The whole thing's shameful, in my humble opinion. Uh-oh, that's my opinion. Maybe China's going to get mad at me, too. And then there's the Astros, the 900-pound gorilla in the room, and the winningest team in baseball, 107 regular season wins, as a matter of fact. And while the Yankees destroyed the Twins in three games, our guys looked pretty solid in Minute Maid Park, but then faltered in Florida, if you will. So Houston's ALDS stretched out to five games, and New York's been sitting at home on the couch with her feet propped up on the coffee table, rubbing their hands together with glee, just resting up for the ALCS. Wow, what a roller coaster ride. Well, stop and think about it. Justin Verlander flat out smoked the Rays in Game 1, and Gerrit Cole was nothing short of spectacular in Game 2. But just as the pundits predicted, when the series switched over to Tampa, the whole thing turned on a dime. Well, let's face facts. The Astros have struggled on the road all year. Yeah, they're fantastic at home, 60-21 in the juice box during the regular season. But they were 47-34 everywhere else. And certainly, a lot of other teams would kill for that kind of road record. But Zach Greinke got absolutely shelled in Game 3, and A.J. Hinch may not want to admit it, but that Verlander on 3 days rest idea, yeah, that was a gigantic fiasco. Plus, the Astros' bats were completely shut down by the Rays' bullpen. So what started out looking like a rout suddenly became a nail-biter on Thursday night. Of course, the only real nails belonged to Gerrit Cole, who was nails on the mound again. Even a thesaurus doesn't have the words to fully describe how good Cole has been, and he proved it again. He went 8 full innings, struck out 10. And I know there are going to be a number of franchises that offer him stupid money to leave Houston and play for them. But Jim Crane and Jeff Luhnow, they've just got to figure out a way to keep this guy on the Astros pitching staff. It'll be a crime against nature if they don't. Come on, guys, suck it up and get it done. And then AJ told the media, the fans, and anybody else who would listen, that the Astros needed to get started earlier. And I'll say this, if nobody else heard him, obviously, Springer, Brantley, Altuve, Bregman, and Gurriel did. And before the Rays could even pick up their bats again in the second inning, the game was effectively over. No, really. Stop and think about it. From a purely statistical standpoint, the game was over by the end of the first inning. Now, of course, we didn't know that at the time, but those are the statistical facts, because the Rays never even came close to chipping away at that 4-0 lead. Add in a couple of late dingers from Brantley and Altuve, and I was looking at the Tampa Bay dugout thinking to myself, welcome back to Houston, guys. Have you had enough yet? Want to go home now? So there's still plenty of baseball left to watch, and football, both pro and college, and opening day for the NBA. So that brings us around nicely to the subject matter for this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Today, we're going to talk about what to serve during sports watching parties in our homes. Because, like I was saying, there's still lots of sports to watch this time of year. Our guest is going to be the versatile Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar. Oh, and he has a second eatery now. It's practically right next door, called Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews. So no doubt he'll have some great ideas for us. However, I'm kind of proud of myself because I actually have a good idea for us too. Today I'm going to give you a recipe of my own that I think is perfect for a sports watching party in your home. We all love burgers, right? And lots of people grill burgers for sports watching parties because it's easy. But as JFK once said, we don't do these things because they're easy, but because they're hard. Yeah, Fred can do that voice a lot better than me. So, anyway, how about bacon cheeseburger garbage bread? Trust me, it's definitely better than it sounds. What you do is you brown the ground chuck. Say that 5 times real fast. And then transfer it to a large bowl where you drain the fat and the liquid. Let the beef cool completely. Then stir in grated cheese. Roll out some pizza dough into about a 20 by 14 inch rectangle. Arrange the beef and the cheese mixture evenly on one half of the dough and leave about a 1 inch border on the sides. Then season it with whatever you like on a cheeseburger. Mustard, mayo, ketchup, pickles, onions, jalapenos, whatever. Then cover it with cheese slices and put the bacon slices on top of the cheese. You roll the dough up into a log, you know, like a jelly roll. Pinch the open ends together to seal it and put it on a baking sheet, seam side down. Brush it with melted butter and bake it until the bread is golden brown or about 40 minutes. Slice it and eat it. It's really good. And it'll serve several people. And, oh, yeah, I hear you already. You're all asking me right now, did you do all that? Heck no. I just grilled burgers in the backyard. I didn't want to miss the whole game for crying out loud.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
always happy to visit with our good friend and world-class chef, it's Ron Brandani, who owns two neighborhood restaurants, Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar, and Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews. They're both located in the Township Square on Murphy Road in Missouri City. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure, buddy. How are your lovely wife, Claire, and the boys doing?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. We've just been rocking and rolling, and school's back in, and we're living for the weekends, just like everyone else.
And with two restaurants to run, I guess you and Claire now have to kind of share more of the responsibilities. So how does that work around your house?
You know what? We're kind of the yin and yang of restaurants. So, like, she does everything I don't want to do, which is kind of all the paperwork and, you know, and then I'll, you know, as far as recipes and kind of making sure recipes are correct and stuff like that, that's my job. And you know, I'll hang out at the restaurant probably a little bit more than she does. But she enjoys that, too. So, yeah, we definitely share that a little bit.
Do you find yourself struggling to keep up with all the home commitments? Two boys have a lot of activities to attend.
We do. I mean, we have tutors and piano practice and getting kids to school and stuff. It's a stretch, but thankfully, you know, both of our restaurants open at 11 and school starts at 8 or, you know, whenever, and then you kind of get all that done in the morning beforehand, and then, you know, the break between lunch and dinner is kind of when school lets out, so that's helpful, you know, as far as getting kids home and getting them to school in the morning. So that's not a tough task, but if you want to get to work early and get some stuff done, sometimes that can be tough. Yeah.
Before we get too far down the road here, let's back up long enough, make sure our listeners know your history and your background. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Sure.
So tell us where you were born, reared, went to school, and how did you and Claire meet?
I was born and raised here in Texas, but grew up kind of in the Ball High, Texas City area, Galveston. But I've been in Houston since 91. Claire and I met when I was actually just a manager at Carrabba's, and she was a manager at Pesce. And so she invited me over for the opening, kind of a pre-opening dinner at Pesce, and that was all she wrote. So that was, as usual, she made the first move.
So you met her in the kitchen and you both just stayed there. Is that right?
That's it.
Well, many of our listeners have told me they actually prefer to hear guests on this show who are not necessarily food industry insiders. They feel professional chefs often just assume that we all understand certain aspects of cooking and procedures when in fact we don't. But Ron kind of straddles that line.
Yeah.
Because he actually became a chef without a great deal of formal training. Isn't that right, Ron?
Yeah. You know, I've been in the business, you know, over 30 years. And I always tell people, I said, if you don't learn how to cook in 30 years being in the restaurant business, your head's in the sand. So, you know, I learned really just by watching, and it is a lot of technique, and I understand what they're thinking and saying, because, you know, I can give any of my recipes to anybody, but I can give it 10 people, and guess what? Probably one of them make it, you know, close to what I do. It's a lot of technique, and you just got to know when, you know, you're ready to go the next step on certain things. So I agree with your listeners.
So all of that is to say that Ron has an appreciation for more detailed explanations with regard to cooking, and that's to our benefit here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Ron can give us that expert advice, but he can verbalize it in a way that's even easy for an amateur dummy like me to understand, and that's not easy to do.
You'll probably make me sound a lot better than I am on that.
I don't know. You do pretty well, Ron. With that in mind, what are the most common mistakes that most of us at-home chefs make when we're trying to create a challenging dish? Not just grilling burgers and hot dogs, but doing something more challenging. What do we usually do wrong?
I think it's really trying to do too much, and sometimes if you'll start with recipes, it only, you know, take a couple ingredients and learn that method, and then start elaborating on how to change it. You know, make a recipe exactly the way the recipe stands, and follow how to saute it and what kind of pan to use, or, you know, follow that recipe, and then after you make that recipe and you go, man, that is perfect, and then you can say, okay, well, this is how I'm going to make it my own because I like this. And I think that's where, you know, someone might go into a recipe and try to change it from the beginning if they don't really understand how to cook it in the first place.
Since you spend most of your day in one restaurant's kitchen or the other, we would think that you probably don't go home and prepare another meal there. But when you do, what do you like to create for your own family?
You know what? I like comfort food. And I mean, you know, last night I made, you know, spaghetti and meat sauce. When I was a kid, my dad taught me how to make sauce, and I make it the same way today, and my kids love it, and it's just comfort food and some garlic bread, and what else do you need? You know, I mean, it's seems simple, but it's just a, you know, again, great products, method, and then the result is just a lot of flavor, and, you know, my sauce doesn't have a lot of stuff in it, but it's kind of how you do it.
Need I ask if you open a jar of Prego?
I have before. I've seen it done.
That makes me feel better.
You know what? You have kids going to school and baseball and whatever else they're doing, and you need a quick meal.
Yeah.
But the whole family likes it better when we make it from scratch. So.
Do you find yourself taking home dishes from one of your two restaurants to feed the family?
All the time. And you know what's the funny thing is, my kids, if there's something different about a dish, like if it didn't get cooked right, or they will point it out faster than anybody. I mean, they are this tastes a little funny. What did y'all do different? And then I'll try to go, you know what? I mean, they are biggest cheerleaders, but they're our biggest critics too, man. Wow. They're funny.
That's funny. Well, let's take the time to tell our audience about those two restaurants. First of all, what's the culinary concept behind Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar?
It's basically, you know, food that I love to cook and eat. And again, it's a little bit of everything. I probably, if someone said, what do you concentrate on? I probably concentrate more on seafood than anything, just because I'm a big fisherman and I love fresh fish and I love having it around. And we sell a ton of fish here. So that's probably, if someone said, what do you concentrate on? It's probably fish. But I have fried chicken, did hamburgers, and just you name it. Prime steaks. So it's kind of a neighborhood restaurant, so you kind of have to have something that, you know, if someone wants to come two and three times a week, you don't get tired of. So
when did you open Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews?
I opened that in January 17th.
And that's a more casual atmosphere, order at the counter and that kind of thing, right?
It is. It's great. I tell everybody all the time, I said, people get in and out of there so fast that if I don't say hi to you coming in, I might not see you going out, because it's just the food and everything comes out so fast. Everything's made fresh, but I wanted to make it where it's something, if you wanted to stop by and get a quick bite, you could, it's really worked out for that. So I have to tell you a little story about that place. So last Friday was National Taco Day.
Uh-huh.
And so I did half-price tacos all day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good idea on a Friday, by the way. So I think we made over 700 tacos and, I mean, a couple hundred burgers. I mean, we had a line from 5 o'clock to probably 9 o'clock that day.
Wow.
Which was unbelievable. We loved it. But it was like, holy cow, people, you know, social media and stuff like that, it really does work.
And takeout and carry out is available at both locations.
Yes.
So how do your customers order that?
Yeah, just by phone. We don't have a online system just yet, but we're working on that, I know there's a couple of companies that'll come pick it up. I know Favor, if you call them, they'll come and pick it up, and they're here all the time.
And we understand you have one website that services both restaurants. So what is that website, Ron?
Yeah, www.brandannies.com, and you can click a link to get over to the burger restaurant as well on that one. So one-stop shop on that one.
Aside from being a world-class chef, a restaurateur, and an entrepreneur, Ron and Claire are big sports fans, too. You guys love the Texans, the Astros, and the Rockets, and you attend quite a few of those games. But like most of us, I'm sure you only have time to watch on TV most nights. So we want to spend the next segment talking about what to serve at sports watching parties. Can you hang around?
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now for another segment with our good friend and our neighbor in Fort Bend County. It's Ron Brandani. He owns and operates two of the best eateries in Missouri City, Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar and Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews. They're located almost right next door to each other, but not quite. So tell us how to find you, Ron.
We're near Highway 6 off 1092. We're in like a little, it's a, kind of a cool little shopping center. So it's an older one, but it doesn't look like a strip center. It's kind of like little houses or cottages kind of deal. And both restaurants are right next to each other, basically. And there's a nail shop in between us that we love the people there, but they're not going anywhere. So we're going to just say what we got.
Both locations offer some pretty fantastic alcohol pairings to accompany the food items, of course. But we don't really discuss this part of your business enough. So start out by telling us about your wine selection at the original Brandanny's Wine Bar.
Sure, yeah. You know, we do wine tastings almost once a month. So this Monday, we have Switchback coming in. An unbelievable wine, but we'll have one of the owners from Switchback come in and do a presentation, and I'll cook food, and it'll be something different than what's on the regular menu. One of our friends in the business that comes every year and does a dinner with us in January, Robert Foley, actually makes the wine. But the following, I think, in November, we've got Fisher Wines, and so we're a big wine-driven restaurant. We sell a lot of wine to go. Matter of fact, a lot of people don't know that, but I don't have a liquor license. I have a beer and wine license, so I can sell wine at retail to go. And so What you see on the wine list is what you get in the restaurant, and if you want to take it home or take a case home, then I can get you a better deal as far as a retail price. So we do, that's a big part of our business, and we don't mark up our wine like, you know, something like the big steakhouses in town. We're at a pretty low markup in the first place. So getting a better deal to go is just a super deal. So,
well, how do people sign up for some of these wine tastings or these special dinners?
We've always done an email list. And so we have like a little card after you have dinner if you want to sign up for an email for our wine dinners or any kind of other events we do. And that's what we'll do is we'll email out everybody. We've got about 3,000 people on that list, I think.
Wow.
It's a pretty good list, but our wine dinners sell out pretty fast. So like, it's one of those deals where you get the email call pretty quick. Because we had Plump Jack last month and I think we had 74 people for that dinner and great dinner, great wines, but not a lot of people know about Switchback, but it's a fantastic wine, and I think we do have a couple spots left open, but I'm not sure if we have a waiting list or not.
Then the name of your second location really says it all: Brandanny's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews.
That's right.
So fill us in on the wide selection of beers in that restaurant. What do you feature on tap, for instance?
Yeah, so we do beer and wine there, and we do some frozen margaritas and our beers that we have on tap are all local craft beers and just, again, stuff I like to drink and stuff that we feel will go with the food as well. And then we've got a pretty wide selection of, I don't know how many canned and bottled beers as well. But I'm looking to add some more taps and people are enjoying it. And we change them up every so often. So it's kind of, you can look for something different and just a fun deal. So beer, tacos, and beer and burgers kind of go together. So it's a good match.
Now, we mentioned earlier, you and your wife, Claire, and your two boys are big sports fans, the Texans, Astros, and Rockets. But you don't have time to attend all those home games. So you're probably like the rest of us. You watch a lot of sports at home. How often do you host sports watching parties in your home?
We'll do it. I mean, not as much as you'd think, but when I do it, I really like to keep it something where I'm not having to work so hard, you know, during the game so we can watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the idea of doing tacos or something that you can kind of put out where everybody can kind of put what they like on it, almost like a taco bar where, you know, you can have some different ingredients out and whether we make fajitas or pulled pork or chicken. The toppings can just, you can kind of almost lay them out and people can kind of experiment with what they like on their tacos. And I love that. I think it's just kind of a fun atmosphere to do that. I've always been a big fan of the chicken wings. And I think you have to have, you know, with it, especially like a football game when you're watching, you know, 3 or 4 hour deal is, you know, you kind of have something maybe you start off with. And I love doing chicken wings because you can put them on the smoker and let them go. And if you're not cooking over flame, you don't have to really watch them that hard. They're kind of bulletproof. they really are. And you get them, I like to get them done and then sauce them and then just put them in a pan and let them sit for a little bit in the smoker and just kind of kind of steam themselves and kind of get soft again, you know, and then they're ready in that pan. And so when you're ready for them, so you're not really eating a big meal. It's more of a, like a bunch of snacks all day long because, you know, it can be 4 hours easy.
Now, other folks, like my wife's Cajun family members, kind of gravitate to deep fat fryers out on the patio. What are some convenient food items to fry for large groups at sports watching parties in our home?
I think fried shrimp is unbelievable. You can go down and get, you know, 5 pounds of shrimp and I mean, now they even have them deveined and cleaned and ready to go for you. I prefer not to get those, but just because, you know, the Gulf shrimp usually don't come that way. It's more the Vietnamese shrimp and stuff like that, but the Gulf shrimp, when you get them and you peel them yourself and devein them, and I butterfly them open really nice, and, you know, little cornmeal batter that I make, and it's simple, you know, keep it light. You can see the shrimp almost through the batter, and I grew up with that. I mean, that is, to me, a shrimp and fish fry is special.
And my sponsor would have my head if I didn't mention the best place to get your shrimp is Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
They do a fantastic job, actually. I've bought lots of shrimp from them over the years. So
outdoor pizza ovens have become very popular in the last few years, and I figure any guy with a name like Brand Danny ought to know a little something about making a good pizza, but how do we do that on a larger scale for, say, 15 to 20 guests for a sports watching party in our home?
Well, again, I think it's a great item to do, because you can almost have, if you've got a nice island or a table that you can work off of, is you could have kind of almost an assembly line where people can, you know, spread out their dough. And I mean, if you don't want to make your own dough, you can go to one of your local pizza places. They'll sell you dough. It's actually works out really well. So there's a couple of them that even I'll buy them from, just so I don't have to, you know, usually I'll make a dough for the day before for the next day. So if I don't have time to do that, I'll go buy dough and then just put out, you know, put out your ingredients. So that's kind of what's maybe time consuming, but you can make caramelized onions. You can, you know, saute some pancetta, Italian sausage. You can have all that kind of laid out for your friends, and, you know, we'll have a contest, like, who's the best pizza? Yeah, so everybody gets to try their pizza, and maybe they win a, you know, bottle of wine, or maybe, you know, get a stupid trophy or something like that. It'd be even better.
The MVP of the sports watching party, right?
Exactly. But I'll tell everyone a trick in their oven at home to do to make pizza. And so the way a pizza oven works is, you put it on, so if you set up your oven, put a stone in it, put the stone at the, on the highest rack, and when the oven is hot, when you preheat the oven and it says, and it beeps and goes off, okay, your oven's hot, well, the pizza stone's not hot yet.
Uh-huh.
It takes about an hour. So that's what a lot of people, when make a mistake on their when they're making pizzas in their oven, is they just wait till the oven heats up, but really the stone has to heat up. So if you put a pizza on there, it's not going to cook it right.
This has been Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar and Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews. I think a pizza place is next, Ron.
Maybe so.
What are your days and hours of operation?
Right now at the burger place, the burgers and tacos, I'm open 6 days a week. So I'm open 11 to 9 every day. And then Sunday I'm 11 to 8. And that's open all the way through. And then at the original restaurant and wine bar, I'm open in the, you know, 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday. And we do close in the middle of the day from 2 to 5 to get prepped up for the evening time.
Well, thanks for your time, buddy. It's always a pleasure. All the best to Claire and the boys, and let's visit again soon, okay?
A lot of fun, Randy. Thank you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
I've worked with this guy on radio for so many decades now that no show actually feels complete until I talk to him. It's my old Hudson and Harrigan partner, Fred Olson. Happy weekend, buddy.
Well, happy weekend to you, too. What's going on?
Well, I was going to ask you that because there's never anything going on over here except just working at Edgewater Studios, as usual. What's going on at Rattlesnake Ranch these days?
Well, change of the season coming upon us, and I just love it because I wait for this for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I go, you know, wow, now I got to get firewood ready. I got to get all these things kind of ready. So, yeah, it's fun. It's The dog is loving it, man. Anytime it cools off a little bit, he just frolics, man. He's like a little kid.
So are you.
Yeah.
Hunting season is less than a month away. So I've often wondered, do you get much random gunfire early in the morning during hunting season?
You will sometime, and I'm all for it because these deer have to be harvested. I don't care if you're a member of PETA or whatever. Otherwise, you get overrun with animals. So the other morning, we're sitting there having coffee, and this beautiful 8-point buck just comes walking out of the woods, standing right over there, actually, in the mist, and it's beautiful. Now, you don't generally shoot the bucks. You'll take the doe. There'll be a lot of doe tags this year because we're really, now I won't say we're overrun with deer, but they're almost like pets.
Well, now, you mentioned overrun, and you also mentioned hogwire on last week's show.
Yeah.
You told us you had hogwired your perimeter quite a while back. So do your neighbors who don't have hogwire, do they have problems with this wild hog infestation?
Actually, they do, and it's funny you bring that up. A friend of ours had been on vacation and had come back to find that their place is trashed. I mean, we woke up one morning years ago, and because we irrigate, we have a yard, we irrigate it.
Mm-hmm.
You look out the window, there was just huge troughs were dug in our yard because we have sand. They love sand because it's easy to dig in. And we have these, 12 foot long, about 6-8 inches deep, just these, they run it up. And they trash your yard. And it took a long time to get me to smooth that back. But anyway, some friends came back from a nice vacation. And he doesn't want a hogwire because he's afraid it'll keep the animals from jumping over the fence. And I've never had that problem. Deer are pretty good at it. They really are. They can stand in front of a 5-foot fence and boing, jump over it. We keep the young ones, the fawns, the young ones will stay within the perimeter until they're big enough to jump over the fence, but they're safe here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing. But yeah, Texas is overrun with hogs, and it's not getting any easier.
Well, you said you hogwired the ranch, quote, back when it was affordable.
Right.
What does that mean? Are they jacking up prices on hogwire just because of the greater demand?
No, it's just things cost more than they did 12, 15 years ago. I think it was about 12 years ago we hogwired.
Ah.
And, I had a 5-wire around the place, and then they were just coming in through that. And then you run hogwire around. It's like 60-acre perimeter, so there's a lot of wire.
So as a landowner in the country, what do you think is the solution to this wild hog problem, Fred?
Man, I will tell you, put an open season on them.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in professionals. I actually have a friend, former military, a special ops guy. He is, I don't want to give away too much here, but he's going to have a show on TV about hog hunting. And he does night vision hog hunting in Texas and things like that. And I don't know, man. To tell you, I don't know if I tell you the story. We're leaving the ranch here a couple weeks ago. We're driving out and toward the front of Oak Ridge Ranch, and we saw these 4 or 5 huge hogs cross the road in front of us. Daylight now, mind you, not at night.
Yeah.
And behind them, I guess probably about 20 babies.
Wow.
And I just shook my head. I said, that right there is going to be 100 hogs in no time.
Yeah. Well, now, there are some people who think that hunters should be allowed to shoot and kill as many wild hogs as they want and then just leave the carcasses in the field. Now, again, as a landowner, how do you feel about that? I imagine the cadaver odor might get pretty bad, huh?
The buzzards, man. The buzzards will take care of it in no time. I used to look at buzzards sideways. I love them. I love them. Come on down, baby. In fact, I took out a varmint the other night, and they took care of it for me.
Wow.
And yeah, it's nature's balance, man. They got to eat too.
And chemical solutions create secondary problems with other wildlife. So I assume you're opposed to that particular solution. Am I right?
I really haven't looked into it. Mostly people I know just shoot them or trap them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that how many people you can feed with a wild hog? And wild hog meat is good if it's not too old and too tough. But if it's younger, not too big, it's some of the best pork you'll ever eat. We could feed a lot of people with that, but it's a chore. I mean, I know guys who one guy professionally, this is what he does. He takes hogs off people's properties, and he's never without a job.
I guess your neighbors don't all agree on what the answer is to this problem. Have there been any dust-ups at church or anything?
No. Everybody's of one mind on these because it messes with the deer population. It messes with, of course, fields. And they're nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever came face to face or got between a big mother hog and her babies, I had a buddy get treed one time.
Yep.
In the middle of the night. He went out in his yard and his dogs are raising cane, and he ended up climbing an unclimbable tree in his, you know, Crocs and skivvies. I'm not making this up either. I'm not. That's not some country tale. It's true.
Well, now, I talked to Jared Poffenberger at Belleville Meat Market, and he said, if you come up on a herd of wild hogs and you stir them up and they start charging you, you'd better find a tree because they're chomping as they're running.
Yeah.
And that could be your leg they're chomping on.
When I tell you we hit one on a country road, oh, it's about 2 months ago now, 2.5 months ago, and it was a big one. And everybody says, well, did you go look for it after you hit it? I said, are you kidding? I'm going to go looking at a wounded hog, especially one that was higher than the fender. No, not going to happen.
I guess Allstate doesn't cover that, do they?
Actually, they do.
Wow.
I don't know about Allstate, but our Germania does.
Wow.
They did, and yeah.
Well, outdoor sport is only one kind of sport. This time of year, we can watch all three major sports, football, baseball, and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But let's focus on the Texans, because who would have predicted they'd hang 53 on Atlanta? Nobody, right?
Well, nobody, but I will tell you what, it's like they said, okay, well, let's just throw it. It's just this, and Carlos Hyde is a beast.
Yep.
Come on.
He is.
Man, and Duke Johnson. They're just starting to learn how to use these guys. They're just learning the system. And, man, they were fun to watch.
For at least 2 years now, I've been telling everybody around me that when Will Fuller is healthy, the Texans' offense is at least 50% better. And, of course, the problem has been that he hasn't been healthy, that is. But, boy, we saw the truth in that statement last Sunday, didn't we?
Man, with 217 yards?
Mm.
If you had him in fantasy, you were just doing handstands in the living room.
I was thinking the same thing while I lost by 2 points this week.
Oh, no. You realize how fast he is. Huh?
Yeah.
Man, just we have a lot of talent, but we've got to keep that pocket clean. I was watching Kansas City Chiefs game the other night, and you realize what a pocket he has to work with, that Mahomes usually has somewhere to throw it. If not, he's a pretty good runner, too.
Well, you just brought up the next problem. Our defense gave up 32 points to Atlanta, even though they couldn't run their mouths, much less say the ball.
Yeah.
But now we face the Chiefs. After the Colts upset them, they're going to come at us with a bad attitude after losing to Indy, don't you think?
Well, they better come at us with a better defense, too.
Yeah, true.
Because I will tell you that they got a lot to look out for with the Texans. And their defense isn't that great. That's their weak point. Now, they did pretty doggone good against the Colts. I mean, I would never take them lightly. Jacoby Brissett is going to be the real deal. It seems to me that's my judgment, but still.
Well, he certainly had no problems lighting up the Texans the couple of times that he started for the Colts.
Exactly. But, you know, Mahomes had a twisted, you know, leg, but hey, that's no excuse. But, yeah, their defense is a little suspect. And I imagine I would tell Bev as we were watching that game, I said, the entire Texans coaching staff is watching this game, and they're going to watch it again in slow motion later time. But imagine we've added all these guys on the offensive line, and we have Duke Johnson, and we have Hyde, and we have all this talent who's come back, Will Fuller. They all have to get used to playing together. And the way they used Nuke or Hopkins to draw everybody away from Fuller, and Fuller just be taken off down the field to go, oh, no, you're supposed to watch him too, you know. And it was magical. It was wonderful.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching them tomorrow. We were going to talk about what to feed everybody, but I think I'll just go out and grill some burgers real quick so I don't miss kickoff. I love you, brother. And I give all my best to Bev, and let's talk again next week, okay?
Love you, too. Go Texans.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.